In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we come to the bride and the virgin and the one who gathered us all today علشان نسليبريت her feast, the mother of Christ and the mother of all humanity, actually. She is the one who allowed us today through her obedience and acceptance to carry this honor that we become members in the body of the Lord, the Savior of mankind. العذراء كلام كتير أوي اتقال عليها لكن الكلمة اللي قالها سليمان عنها في سفر الأمثال نساء كثيرات فعلن فضلا أما أنت ففقتهن جميعا. Many daughters have done well but you excel them all. In this person all of the virtues, كل الفضائل اتجمعت في الشخص ده. And actually the father says that part of the time when the Lord had to come to redeem man was related to the presence of this young girl who were able to carry this honor without being exalted in her heart. سليمان يقول عنها كمان في سفر النشيد كلام حلو قوي. أقراه لكم كده. In the book of Songs of Solomon, he says, my dove, my perfect one, is the only one of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her. The daughter saw her and called her blessed. The queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she who looks forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, awesome as an army with banners? So الكلام الحلو اللي هو بيدسكرايب هير with يقول عليها كده ان هي مين الاتيه دي مشرقه كده زي الـ يعني احنا بنقول حد زي القمر هو بيقول عليها كده فعلا. And actually the secret behind that this girl was able to contain all of the virtues, something that's very exceptional, is only related to her humility. There is no way God can bestow honor upon someone who has any element of pride in his heart. ربنا لما بيجي يدي الفضائل للناس بيجي يشوف كده ممكن احنا نطلب الفضيلة من ربنا. We ask diligently for a virtue وربنا ما يدهاش. يا رب احنا عايزين الحكمة ادينا نبقى حكماء. وربنا is waiting. He is waiting until our heart is humble enough to receive the honor. لأن إحنا لو خدنا الفضيلة وإحنا لسه مش مستعدين لها بالاتضاع الفضيلة دي will lead us to bride. That's why it was easy for Saint Mary to contain all of the virtues and to carry this honor simply because she was humble and her humility is giving an example to all mankind. What are the manifestations of the humility of Saint Mary? يعني إيه إنسان متضع؟ It's not a person who goes around saying that I don't deserve, I'm not worthy. While deeply inside, I feel like truly I deserve all of the praise and all of the honor. Humility has many, many manifestations, and let us say one by one of these that they define Saint Mary. أول حاجة, the lowly opinion of herself. من جواها خالص كده حاسة إن هي قليلة. مش قليلة عندها صغر نفس. She doesn't have this kind of being faint-hearted. لا. بس whom I am. When the angel appeared to her, we read her reaction. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. He told her, Beast you. And he said that you are the highly favored one. For her, this was something. Why you say this to me? تخيلوا لو حد مننا ظهر له ملاك وقال له السلام لك او السلام لك ايتها المنعم عليه. الواحد يقول ايه في نفسه؟ يا سلام اخيرا. At last, now the angel is finding his way to me. She was troubled because she didn't expect this. Whom I am? ده احنا لو صلينا يومين ورا بعض يا اخواتي بيتهيأ لنا كده ان احنا لو اتلفتنا هنشوف ملاك ورانا. I prayed al-Aqbiyah for 2 days and then if anything happens, it's very normal, I'm expecting it, I have been struggling again. هي في نفسها ليه الملاك يظهر لي? Why I should see an angel? What did I do? This is something that says deeply inside, I don't deserve anything. Sometimes we have conflict مع ربنا because in our minds we are entitled to certain blessings. ليه ربنا ما بيدينيش كده? ده أنا بروح الكنيسة. ده أنا بصلي. ده أنا بدي العشور. ده أنا بأخدم. She was in the temple, praying at all times, serving God. This is the only thing that she was doing. And at the end, she was troubled at what the angel said to her. Why you say this to me? Whom I am? عشان to hear this. And also she said this about herself, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. She said it clearly. He has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant, speaking about herself. أول علامة من علامات التضاع العذراء إن هي رأيها في نفسها إن هي إنسانة يعني عادية زي بقية الناس ويمكن أقل كمان. The second manifestation of her humility was that she was able to conceal the heavenly gifts given to her. When she went to visit and serve Saint Elizabeth, Saint Elizabeth told her, من أين لي هذا أن تأتي أم ربي إلي؟ على طول كده راحت اتكلمت العذراء وقالت لها القدير صنع بي عجائب. مش عشان خاطر أنا فيها حاجة، لا. القدير ربنا. God is the one who did this to me. She was concealing this gift. She was not bragging about it or speaking about how she received something that no one ever would think would be able to happen with any person. لما قعدت تخدم إليزابيث, we hear that she left after immediately Elizabeth gave birth. Why? She stayed for 3 months, and once Elizabeth gave birth, she left her and she went back home. Why? Because at that time, many people will be gathered. They will come to congratulate Saint Elizabeth and be around her. And definitely, the people will come to ask about her, maybe seeing or hearing about her conception. Then she has to talk, and she wants to avoid this. مشيت عشان ما تتكلمش مع الناس, ما تقولهمش العطية اللي ربنا أعطاها لها. شوفوا برضو دي أحبائي وقارنوها بينا إحنا. لو حد فينا received the honor, لو حد فينا كده ربنا اداله gift, أو هو مثلا حد مثلا من ولاده دخل مثلا الجامعة ولا هذا degree, الواحد أحيانا بيمشي يكلم الناس, ولو ما لقاش حد يكلمهم يكلم نفسه about يعني شوفوا قد إيه بقى ابني حصل له. وأنا we speak about this, we brag about whatever is given to us. This was not Saint Mary. And we hear about her, this summary that Saint Luke gave about her ability to conceal heavenly gifts when he said, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She didn't speak much, she didn't speak at all actually about whatever God granted her. What did she see? We know nothing about that. The third manifestation of her humility, the readiness to serve others. الإنسان المتضع عنده استعداد إن هو يمشي ورا الناس ويخدم أي حد, ولو هو حتى يعني هيمسح الأرض ورا الناس he will do this. ليه؟ لو أنا حاسس إن أنا أقل واحد من الموجودين يبقى أنا خادم الكل. And this is exactly whom was Saint Mary. When she heard about the news about the pregnancy of Elizabeth, she immediately, Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. القدرة على الخدمة, it shows humility. مش أي إنسان يقدر يخدم. على فكرة ممكن كل واحد يقول أنا عندي استعداد أخدم, لكن ممكن يخدم والخدمة بتاعته تبقى مشاكل. ليه؟ Because truly I'm not ready to serve. I am serving عشان to gain something out of it. That's why I go into conflicts. العذراء ما كانتش كده. عندها استعداد تخدم والخدمة بتاعتها هادية, peaceful, and something that like يعني the people wouldn't feel her existence around, but meanwhile she was doing everything. In the second occasion, when she was in the wedding of Cana of Galilee, she went there as a person who was invited with no special يعني honor giving to her or to her son. When she heard that they ran out of wine, then she moved with this readiness to serve, and she called the servants and told them, whatever he says to you, do it. طب انت مالك يا ام النور, انت معزومه زي بيت الناس, شغله نفسك ليه بالفرح؟ ناس خلص من عندهم الواين, دي مشكلتهم هم, لا دي مشكلتي انا. دي نفسيه الخادم يا احباء. واحد حاسس ان كل مكان يتواجد فيه, it is my responsibility to make sure that everything is going well. As much as it is in my ability, I will help. And she did. Even حتى السيد قال لها لم تأتي ساعتي بعد. This was not the plan. Actually, in my plan, I was not يعني determined to start today. لكن رغم كده غير مشيئته اللي معروفة منذ الأزل عشان خاطر يرضي أمه ويخدم الناس ويسولve the problem that they were at. Her readiness to serve is another manifestation of her humility. رابع نقطة. العذراء كانت تختار المكان الأخير. choosing the last place. How did we know about this? We hear in this occasion in the Gospel of St. Matthew, while he here referring to the Lord Christ, he was still talking to the multitudes. Behold, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak with him. كانت واقفة برا. She was seeking to speak with him, staying outside. تخيلوا المسيح بيكلم الناس جوه وأمه واقفة برا. Imagine مثلا هنا, like مثلا the bishop or the pope مثلا in his young age is speaking and his mother is waiting outside. إزاي بقى؟ ده أم مثلا سيدنا ولا البطرك ولا أبونا يا سلام أهلا وتفضلي وعودي في أول مكان. This is usually what we do. But she chose for herself to be outside, taking permission. Can I come in and talk with him? Also, we read in the book of Acts, when all of the apostles and everyone was like, were gathering, waiting for the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Here, St. Luke is mentioning her after the women. Why he doesn't bring her in the first place? ده احنا كلنا كنا قاعدين مع العذراء واحنا and the rest of the women. No. He says all here were gathered with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus. He does this intentionally because this is the place she chose for herself. هي اختارت المكان الأخير. وسانت لوك, inspired by the Holy Spirit, is mentioning this to us on purpose. تختار المكان الأخير ده حاجة مش سهلة يا أحبائي. ده احنا ممكن أحيانا نفايت على المكان القداماني وليه ما انا ما خدتش الدور ده وليه انا ما جاش عليا المكان ده. While we say that we really want to be humble, sometimes we fight for the first place or the place that we think that we deserve. النقطة الخامسة, the fifth manifestation of her humility was choosing the time for her presence. ازاي؟ لما المسيح دخل اورشليم يوم حد الزعف ما سمعناش عنها حاجة خالص. When he entered into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, no mention of Saint Mary whatsoever. She was not walking beside him or يعني greeting the people كده يعني, because this is the time when he was honored. But we see her at the cross when no one was there. This is exactly how we learn humility. Where do I show up? Where am I present? يا ترى أنا موجود في أوقات بس الفرح والأيام الحلوة والحياة الكويسة ولا أنا أعرف كمان أتواجد في أيام الشدة. This what shows her heart. She was choosing for herself not to show up when his son was praised and welcomed as a king, but she chose for herself to be with him while he is suffering. إحنا كمان يا أحبائي إحنا جنب المسيح إمتى؟ وهو بيدينا وهو ملك وكل حاجة ماشية كويس؟ ولو احنا وهو احنا تعبانين ومتضايقين وفي وقت الشده نقدر ان احنا نتبع السيد. A sign of her humility. Another sign is her simplicity. لما نقول البساطه, simplicity is freedom from cunning or duplicity. She has no wile. ما تتكلمش حاجه وتعمل حاجه تاني وتفكر حاجه تانيه. She doesn't have this kind of duplicity that sometimes we find ourselves doing. We say something and we behave in another way, we have another agenda. This is something that shows that we are lacking simplicity. And simplicity, أحبائي, is not actually naivety and it's not superficiality. Simplicity does not worry about the consequences of obeying God's commands. أنا همشي ورا كلام ربنا wherever it takes me. I'm not going to think much. بدام ربنا قال كده, I will follow with a simple heart. Naivety does not worry about the consequences of one's actions. الإنسان النايف اللي هو يعمل أي حاجة وأنا I don't worry about. هنا خدوا بالكم, it's not God's command, it is my actions. I don't think about them. وأحيانا إحنا نقول إيه, خلينا كده ببساطة. زي أحيانا كده لما الكنيسة يعني نقول يا جماعة عايزين يبقى في order وorganization والمكان يترتب, بعض الناس bothered with this and say خليها ببساطة كده يا أبونا, خليها بالبركة. As if البركة means الفوضى والبساطة means lacking organization. This is not the case. She was not naive. She was simple in heart. What about superficiality? Superficiality actually is on the other hand thinks about neither actions nor consequences. أي حاجة وخلاص. دي السطحية. I don't think about what I'm doing or what I'm going to reap afterward. العذراء was neither a naive person or a superficial one. She was simple, and in her simplicity, she followed God's command wherever it takes her. The seventh manifestation is her obedience. Obedience is the daughter of humility. If I cannot obey, there is no way I can define myself as a humble person. والobedience بتاع العذراء دي was in her subjection to all kinds of authorities. لما أبوها وأمها decided إن هما to give her to the temple, no comment, she accepted this. When the elders in the temple saw it was the time for her to be taken in marriage by an elder, it's fine with me. When the angel announced to her the glad tidings, then it's okay, let it be to me according to your word. لما يوسف النجار قال لها نطلع نروح مصر، ما قالتلوش طب مصر ليه؟ ما نروح لبنان، طب ما نروح حتة تانية، طب مين اللي قال لك نعمل كده؟ The angel appeared to Saint Joseph the carpenter and she followed. She was an obedient person, obedient in heart, من قلبها. My brethren, if I want to learn how to be humble, I have to learn how to subject myself to other people's authorities. الطفل اللي بيناج with his parents, how can he obey God if I cannot obey my parents? If I am nagging with my husband, or I am nagging with the church, or I am nagging with everyone around me, how can I say that I can subject myself at the end? أنا مش بتكلم على exceptional cases, I'm speaking in general. Her obedience was a sign of her humility. The eighth sign, her modesty. وقار العذراء والحاجة اللي هي كانت دايما تبان فيها. Saint Mary actually عندها كل الأسباب. She was in a position in هي to be psychologically كده ومنتالي subject to all kind of pride and grandeur and glamour. أنا أم المخلص. ده لو واحدة جابت ولد والولد ده بقى مثلا رئيس جمهورية كل الناس هي define her as أم الرئيس. دي أم ربنا. حاجة كده لما نفكر فيها تخلي الواحد مخه يروح. Meanwhile بقى no artist portrayed her except in her ordinary attire of a humble middle class Jewish girl. كل صور العذراء نفس اللبس almost. واحدة كده بنت بسيطة simple modest person. أحيانا كده when we try to get it to our daughters we tell them يا ترى اللبس بتاعك ده يماتش لبس العذراء؟ ما تقولوليش لا أصل العذراء ما كانش على أيامها بيلبسوا ميني جيب. لا I am sure في وقتها كان ممكن يلبسوا أي حاجة. لكن meanwhile she had in her heart this is how I look. This is the modesty befitting the mother of God. قارنوا كده يا أحبائي وخلينا نقارن نفسنا عليها ونتعلم من المودستي. الكلمة اللي هي الحشمة لو إحنا الكلمة دي لسه يعني وستيل يعني كان reflect on. مجد ابنة الملك منين؟ من داخل من جوه. لما يكون المجد من جوه when the glory is from inside then the outside is the least I worry about. When I spend hours and hours trying in order to ornament and decorate the outside this means what? أنا من جوه إيه؟ empty. I'm insecure. That's why I'm trying to cover this insecurity with outside appearance that يعني get the people كده when they see me إن هم يعني get the attention. نسمع كده Saint Peter says about this. الكلام بتاعه يفيت her. Speaking about البنات اللي هو modest women whose beauty is not in arranging the hair, wearing gold or putting on fine apparel, rather let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit which is very precious in the sight of God. زينة العذراء يا أحبائي كانت من جوه علشان كده من بره she was a modest person. The ninth sign of her humility was her flexibility. Very easygoing person to deal with. Actually, as a woman of no choices and no preferences, the Blessed Virgin Mary was so flexible to all circumstances and surprises. تروح بيت لحم عشان تولد ما فيش مكان. Okay, fine. We go to the manger. I don't mind. Then run to go to Egypt. She didn't question why I should run. Actually, the king is the one who should run from us. He should the one terrified from my son. why I should go. She just went. Very flexible person. إنسان سهل to deal with. It shows humility. Traveling from one end to the other only to be met with closed doors, giving birth to her Lord and Savior in a manger and many other hardships shows how flexible flexibility comes from humility. الإنسان المتضع إنسان سهل التعامل معاه. تعال هنا حاضر روح هنا حاضر. لكن تعال هنا لا خلينا فكر فيها لا ما تنفعش خلينا أقول لك كلام ده. It shows what? It shows that maybe I have كده يعني my mindset and then I have something inside. I feel like I'm more wise than any other person and that's why I'm not going to yield to whoever is moving me. آخر حاجة أحبائي. Her humility was shown in her silence. لو في واحدة ست في العالم ممكن تتكلم and preach to others and write books, she would be Saint Mary. في حد يعرف عن المسيح قد اللي هي تعرفه؟ And meanwhile بقى she in her humility chose to speak the least and leave the preaching to his apostles. لو المسيح عايز يبعت الستات يبشروا كان بعت أمه مش كده؟ لو هو عايز يرسم واحدة ست بيشوب كان رسم أمه. But he didn't and she didn't assume a role ده. الرول ده مش بتاعي. I am not a preacher. I am not a priest. I am the mother of the Savior, yet I know exactly that preaching is not for me. And she kept her silence. ولا حكاية من ساعة المسيح ما اتولد لغاية لما ابتدى البشارة بتاعته. We know very little. One incident when he was 12 years old, that's all. And all of the rest of these years are covered كده with the silence of Saint Mary. علامة اتضاع ان الانسان يبقى عارف كتير ويتكلم قليل. تقولش اي حاجة من اللي هي عارفاه. كلام كتير يا احبائي نقدر نقوله عن العذراء ولكن احنا تعزيتنا ان هي دايما وصينا. احنا بنصلي وهي بتصلي لاجلنا. شاعرين بامومتها للكنيسة. فرحانين ان الكنيسة بتاعتنا على اسم ام النور بتشفع في كل واحد فينا. لو نتعلم النهاردة حاجة من العذراء نتعلم from her humility that was manifest in her lowly opinion of herself, in concealing heavenly gifts, in the readiness to serve others, in choosing the last place, in choosing the time for her presence, in her simplicity and obedience, in her modesty, in her flexibility, and in her silence. شفاعة أم النور تكون معنا دائما. لإلهنا كل مجد وإكرام من الآن وإلى الأبد. أمين.